Marriage is no easy road, and a good marriage even less so. But the secret of a good marriage is to know when change is needed. When the lamp hit the wall, we knew. I wouldn't say that we were having problems, but that I was having problems with my situation, and it was having an effect on us. We were both in transitional periods in our lives after about 8 years of marriage, and it just seemed like we wanted different things. Perhaps it was the so-called 7-year itch, but we loved each other, and so the next day we sat and talked about how to change things in order to save what we both knew was extremely important, a true love, a good marriage. And change things we did. Very shortly afterwards, we bought backpacks and boots and 2 one-way tickets to Bangkok, Thailand with an open return option. We didn't know when we were coming back, or even where we would go, but Bangkok was a start, and we needed a new start. As I've told others, to start an adventure, all that is needed is a phone call. We made ours on a landline. Our trip took place long before cell phones were the rage. The internet was still in its infancy. Some of the countries we visited were still unfolding after years of oppressive regimes. Our first phone call was to the ticket agency, and our next was to our parents. The response of our parents was what was expected. You're gonna what? One early phone call was to the local doctor to get the vaccinations needed for the trip. We didn't know where we would be going, and that meant that we needed all the vaccinations. The day had come, and we walked into a room where there was a table set up with an intimidating line of syringes with our names on them. Maybe this was how adventure started. With an evil smile on our doctor's face as he searched for new places to stick needles into our bodies. A few weeks went by, and we sold everything, including our van, and put the few things left in storage. Readying everything else for the trip, we needed one more thing, money. We would wait until we were at Hella's brother's house in Copenhagen to take care of that. We had saved up and had the cash from selling everything, and we had a little inheritance money as well that we had just been given. It was enough, but it didn't amount to much. On our way to the airport, we stopped at the bank in Copenhagen where Hella ran into one of her friends. We explained our intentions. I wish I could just go do something like that, she said, fingering through some paperwork. You can. Just do it, Hella answered. And that's how it really was. That's how our adventure started. On March 13th of 1994, Hella and I set off on one of our adventures with pie-in-the-sky ideas of how it was going to be. And we were wrong. Chapter 1. And what are we doing? The new world was in front of us as we sat on a Soviet airplane in the Copenhagen airport. The plane was called a TV-154 Aeroflot. It was old, but I had no fear. I was on my way to the future, good, bad, and ugly. Hella and I decided we would take it as it came, as if we had a choice. The people boarding the plane looked different, and listening to them, I didn't recognize the languages. I didn't know where they came from. They had a different way about them. I felt like a stranger in a strange land already. Everything was so exciting. The engines were revving up, and I had the faint idea that they were just jump-starting this old heap of human beings packed like sardines in a rusty tin. I could imagine another plane sitting beside ours with cables leading from one battery to another. I saw my bag on the trolley and realized that I might not ever see it again, so I took a good look. After my longing gaze at my new backpack, I looked around and noticed the plane had a blue-gray haze about it, and its age was obvious. Paint was worn off the metal on the inside and the outside, and the whole thing smelled like a cheap clinic somehow. I was sitting next to an exit door, which was usually a good thing in my book. But once we were flying, the whoosh of air became apparent, and my attitude changed. The exit door didn't seem airtight, but how did that work? Things needed to be airtight, right? This can't be good, I thought to myself. Hella had this look in her eyes. It was a mix of excitement, fear, and disbelief. I realized when she looked back at me that I must have